is a big boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And we're live.
Welcome to the Council Cast. This is episode 144. Being recorded on November 10th, 2020. The council is now in session, and as with every week, we'll make arbitrary decisions about topics on science, technology, and random shit.
Random shit?
With little background and next to no expertise.
That's where I come in.
All council cast decisions are final and have no bearing on anything, except for whether or not you're a big boy.
Big boy.
No.
No.
Well, we'll start off tonight talking about Voyager 2 phoning home.
Now that's a big boy.
No, he's just really far away.
Oh, okay.
Opposite problem. He's a little boy.
I don't like this anymore.
So anyway, Voyager 2, which if anybody remembers was launched more than 43 years ago, is now 125 astronomical units from our planet. And apparently NASA has been able to communicate with it. They were able to fire up a message to it and talk to it for about, I don't know, a minute. But the time delay to communicate is 17 hours.
What'd they say?
That's a long-ass ping time. I don't think you can play some Rocket League on that.
I thought I saw a documentary about this, didn't I? Where Voyager got lost in outer space, and then an alien life force connected to it, and they called itself Voyager, and then came back and attacked the Starship Enterprise?
No,
but is Voyager? Is it 17 hours to get there, or 17 hours to get there and back?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I think it's a long way to go, and a long way and long way to get there.
So, all right.
We could do some math.
The one way light time is 17 hours. So yes, you are correct. It is ping and not latent.
Wow. That's a long time,
Brian. I don't think that was a documentary you were watching.
It's 21 hours to Voyager 1.
Actual life for you. I mean,
I thought Voyager 2 passed
43 years ago.
Let me open this up.
I thought that 2 did pass 1. Maybe they're in different places.
No, so, 21 light hours.
What did the conversation consist of?
They probably just said hello to it.
It just said, sup.
was it a robot, right?
And then it sent back, sup, question. I stole that joke. You all should know from where.
And then he turned around and he tipped his hat, just like this. Is that it?
No, it's from Borat's subsequent movie film.
Oh!
I have not seen it.
Seen it yet.
I haven't watched it yet.
Sup.
Eric's watched it. Eric, if you're watching, tell us what you thought about Borat in the comments. Maybe we'll read it.
Or don't. We don't care.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we will. Maybe
what's
we
the
will.
Opposite of reading one of the comments? Can we do that?
Voyager 1 is 151
AU. We just don't read it out loud.
Parting one of the comments?
Voyager 2 is 125 AU.
Silas will read your comment, but not out loud. So
I will 150 fart, versus 125. I will try and fart the comment.
So we do laugh about
the opposite end.
We laugh about saying, but apparently Voyager 2 did reply saying, "Yep, I see ya."
That was it.
Pretty much.
Did it say "see you soon"?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Probably Eric said the movie was okay. It was free with Prime, and I feel like I overpaid.
Oof.
Oh man. I was sure Voyager 2 was further. But nope, Voyager 1 is traveling at 38,000 miles per hour, and 2 is going at 34,000 miles per hour.
So it will never overtake
unless for one crashes system. Into something.
Oh my!
Like an alien life force.
I didn't realize that what did Voyager I say the other 2 day, was Ryan? Launched 16 days after Voyager 1.
I gotta find this joke I made the other day, Brian. I'll like
no,
it.
The other way around. 2 was launched first.
Yeah, I mean, nope, I lost the joke. Sorry. Timing was horrible.
Somebody shared the meme that's going around where Picard is standing in front of an Enterprise rent-a-car and he says, "Good afternoon, Federation dignitaries. I'd like to welcome you all to the Enterprise rent-a-car parking lot." Damn you, Ensign Crusher. And I responded to my buddy that sent it, and I said, "Now I need to see Worf asking a customer if they'd like the subspace anomaly insurance." And I said, "Cargo bay damage insurance sold separately and backed by the Federation."
Cargo bay damage.
Yeah, that would be like the flood insurance, like the it's like the one that you have to add on as a rider because you know it's going to happen, so the premiums are higher.
That's awesome.
Oh man, the premiums are higher.
They gotta be. Haven't you watched Star Trek? You know how many times something bad happened to the fucking cargo hold?
Every yeah, episode. It's always kind of like that's like the one entry point into the ship.
Yeah,
and maybe they should just find a different way into the ship, or not pick up cargo, or not send out extra ships. Like maybe this is where the problem always happens.
Seal the cargo doors or something.
The cargo
at least
doors.
Some kind of holding bay, like they can get in, but there's literally nothing they can do in there, and you can,
there you
can
go.
Push a button that sucks everything back out into space. Yeah. So
that's a trap. That's how it would have to be every time.
Oh my.
Makes sense.
Bunch of Star Trek references. Who are you quoting from Star Trek there?
Boba Fett, I think.
Admiral Ackbar.
General Ackbar.
Your taste buds can't repel flavor of this magnitude.
You know, what? I give chicken. It a thumbs up if we're sending memes what? Of Star Trek to Voyager 2.
Do I not know yes. something? What do you mean of this? Wait, that did you just make that up, or are you quoting something?
Silas? I'm quoting.
He's quoting Robot Chicken.
Robot Chicken Star Wars. They had a commercial where Admiral Ackbar had his own cereal.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, you're like, colorful marshmallows, actual crab meat.
And he's like, oh,
your taste buds can't repel flavor of that magnitude.
I like Robot Chicken.
We should send Robot Chicken to Voyager 2.
How many Voyagers are there?
Blaine? A Robot Chicken or Robot Chicken the show?
A robot chicken.
We should send it Voyager, the show. One
at
Voyager,
45 two. Million miles per hour and see how long it takes to catch it.
Do they
we'll,
have...
We'll send it.
So you know
we'll
how
send
like,
it there.
They have like those little robot dogs you can get if you like you don't really want a dog but you just want that toy dog. Do they? Can we get that but chicken style?
You can get an invisible dog.
No, I bet if we sent Robot Chicken the episode.
I would buy one of those. I've been holding out on the dog because I'm like, someday I want a real dog, but I've never wanted a real chicken. So I might want a robot chicken.
Why don't you get an invisible dog? They're much cheaper. Blaine, did you check on that? How many Voyagers are there?
There's only 2.
Oh, I'm disappointed. Thumbs down for NASA only coming up with 2 Voyagers. Yeah,
the Voyagers we slingshot out. We did that with Pioneers as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
So how wait, far? did Jane Goodall on the Voyager, was that the person who like responded?
Wait, is she the person that studied robot gorillas?
Robot yes. gorillas.
Oh my god. She's on a robot gorilla sign language.
If we sent a robot gorilla to Voyager 2, it'd probably just be like, sup. we have to send back. Stuff. I mean,
did we just jump to the end to random shit? Because that what did you just? Jane
cool. Hey, good job on Voyager, on both of them, or whatever.
Sure.
Down cool for only can, 2 Voyagers.
I don't know many people who are older than 43 that I can still talk to. So that's cool
what
that we can still talk to this.
Talking about. Next topic.
We're talking about how Google apparently is saying that they have offset all of their emissions they've ever created. They are apparently the cleanest company in the world.
They're negative emissions now.
Apparently,
they have carbon that is just soaking up the emissions from their past. Transgressions.
I want to see
What ecologically friendly color is that? Because if you get
like,
you
are they
zero,
buying?
Aren't you green?
Are they selling their energy credits then? Like how
brown?
How are they making up for their past transgressions?
So they apparently bought enough carbon credits to offset their historical.
Oh, they cheated. That's how they did it.
Yeah, they're pulling the Elon Musk path here.
Yes, they are.
Oh my goodness.
Did they buy all of Tesla's carbon credits?
Probably.
Get your pen and pencil out. Paper, Silas. I'm gonna give you a skit idea. What you're gonna do is it's gonna be like this board meeting, right? And they're gonna be it's gonna be like, you know, kind of Google, but not really, because we don't want to get sued into the fucking grave.
Okay, we'll call it
like pear or something. Like board
that. Yeah, it'll be like Google. It'll be like Google backwards.
Spoogle.
I'm
not really into Spoogle.
What about Spriggles?
El Goog.
Anyway, board meeting.
All right, so and it's going to be like the same claim. It's going to be like, congratulations, everyone. We have just received word that we have purchased enough of these Fliberty Gibbets to offset our entire carbon offset emissions stuff. And they say the word emissions like one too many times, and then it like cuts to Frank, who's still in the middle of eating his bean burrito for lunch, and his tummy grumbles, and eventually he cuts a huge fart right in the middle of the boardroom, and then that just offsets everything that they did.
Well, we were negative emissions. Fake,
yes,
Frank.
We were. Negative.
You have a little goofy theme song, and then you cut to the next scene.
Oh, it's no, you need a sign up on the wall that shows, you know, like so many days from their last accident. You need so many days since zero emissions.
Yeah.
365?
One.
So what are they, Frank? Are they planning on just continue? Okay. So they bought enough to offset their historic company emissions.
Correct.
Are they? That means everything that in the past that they've emitted, like calculated carbon footprint.
But I mean, how do you buy?
So like when you're buying those carbon offsets, it's like money that goes to differing degrees. I think towards
They donated money to plant trees or whatever. They did
It's for like companies that like couldn't necessarily, like, you know, maybe you can't remove something from your process and go 100% emissions free or whatever you're trying to do. You would purchase those to offset. But
so like if you're a coal company, you could purchase energy somewhere else to offset your emissions as a coal company.
You're essentially investing on the other side.
Got it.
So my question was, is they did that for their past stuff. Did they indicate whether they're operating at a state that they will now stay emissions free, or do they anticipate having to bulk purchase lumps?
They will continue to be emission free at the rate that they're working, because they make enough money, they can continue to buy those credits.
That is what they said.
That's partially what they said. They said that they're hoping to be completely carbon free by 2030. So they're not saying that they're completely green going forward. So my guess is they're probably going to buy carbon credits up until they are.
Yeah.
I'm designing offices.
Impressive.
And
nice idea.
Office buildings for a company called, let's just say, El Goog, Grizzle. Right now we're going through the LEED, WELL, and Green Petal programs. For them to announce that these buildings are opening credit free. Zero emissions and credit free, meaning that their carbon-free buildings without paying for the additional credits. Like,
that's gotta be expensive.
Which is because some people always bitch about the fact that you didn't achieve it without buying offsets. Which, whatever.
So did you? Right. So, here's my question though: does that mean that there was no carbon fiber to hold the building up?
Yes.
Shit. Now they got to file something to amend the statement.
So it's, I mean, it's a
carbon
cool
emission
thing
that... free, but not carbon fiber free.
I always
okay.
You know, carbon fibers.
I don't know. People can say what they want about purchasing the offsets. I feel like
is Google Fiber made of carbon fiber?
Yes.
Oh my god. Yeah, that's where the internet
comes
from.
So strong,
man. That's where the internet
comes
from.
That is how they do it.
That's where the internet comes from. Yes.
That's where the internet comes from. Google carbon fiber.
That would be a really cool branding choice on their end. Call it, like they come out with some 10G service and they just call it Google carbon fiber.
Carbon free fiber.
Some real stuff on this though.
Who needs
I mean,
slow
they are
5G.
Doing some.
Get 10G.
They're doing some pretty cool work on their new building designs. I'm working on 4 different campuses for them right now.
Wow. Huh. Surprised you're allowed to say that.
Well, and
yeah, that's about all I'm...
For all of our viewers. you know what? I give these
the
guys...
one viewer is some...
Four,
some
four people are watching right now.
And they're like, finally!
Two of them.
One
of
them,
three of them.
One of them is me.
Participating.
One of them is Eric. Two of them are Logan trying to impress us with the extra viewers
and,
that we
and one is Google.
And I am not Google. Watching at all the time.
Wait, Logan's watching?
No, I'm not watching this.
I have no idea who's watching. I did post it on my wall again. You guys should go check that out.
Your
wall
know.
Is kind of crazy.
Watch it and be on it?
How crazy.
Thumbs up. I'm going to vote. I say thumbs up. That's amazing. I have no idea what we're talking about, but it's pretty darn cool.
I've completely lost the conversation, but I'm glad that we had.
I am all for...
I'm all for the... That's the best topic Blaine's ever come up with.
Ooh. Old Blaine.
I'm a thumbs up
what
for
about the
carbon fiber internet.
Carbon fiber. That's how you surf the black.
Oh, I've got my pitch for Elon.
The dark web with carbon fiber internet. 10G!
I don't know how far
Speaking
these
of are. Off topic and random crap.
Try and transition on that one, Blaine.
Well, I wonder if faster internet speeds on this carbon fiber by internet by Google would help the AI camera not track a bald guy's head as a soccer ball.
Oh.
This one was aimed at you, Brian. Hi, Jamie. We have Jamie is our fourth person who's watching.
Follically challenged.
Oh, hi,
Jamie. So it's not a random person.
Dude, is Pioneer 10 further away than Voyager 2?
Good Lord, that was 3 topics ago.
So apparently, in the world of AI, apparently it's not so good yet, in that a soccer team, the Caledonian Thistle FC Soccer Club, announced that they were going to live stream all of their soccer games. And apparparently they were going to use no cameramen to do it. They were going to use an AI-powered camera to track the soccer ball. And apparently it was so good that it thought that the bald referee's head was the soccer ball.
That's hilarious. Phenomenal.
Where is that game? I want to watch that. I want to watch the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
How many times did it track the ref and not the... It's like a drinking game. Every time it tracks the ref instead...
Go.
Take a drink.
Okay, so I went on YouTube. I searched AI soccer
it.
Ball bald man fail.
You would be fucked, Logan.
And
here it is.
And here it is.
So apparently AI is not so good at determining balls from bald people.
Yet.
Yet.
Okay. What cameras
It'll
were they using?
There.
probably red.
Was it a Nikon?
Nikon, yep. Or a Canon? That's
probably the problem.
Yep. Or a Pentax or what? I don't know. What are other camera names?
Oh, here we go.
They were using an Apple phone.
An iPhone.
An Android product, I'm sure.
Oh. Nope.
Now,
yeah.
And now here we go. Can't find the ball, and so it's just gone back to this ref's head. Just watch it. It just keeps zooming back there. He's not even doing anything interesting. He's just standing there. Oh, man.
That bit had awesome.
High-quality entertainment.
Matt, what I'm saying, awesome. Pioneer 10 is not further than...
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, too.
What about Voyager 3? That's what I want to know. What happened to Voyager 3?
It got still lost by the AI.
It's in the
Captain Janeway Alpha took it sector. To outer space.
Yeah, Paramount canceled that.
Care Paramount.
It got lost because the AI tracker mistook it for Voyager 3. Or Voyager
there you go.
4.
Perfect.
I feel like this camera not being able to discern a bald dude from ball is just going to raise doubt around the goal of technology.
Say thumbs up for bald people.
Hey, yeah, sure.
It's good to know that if you ever get lost, Brian, we
have a camera
that can technology to find you.
Defective AI cameras to find me.
To find him and The Rock.
It's Where's like Brian? That scene from Silicon Valley where it's like not a hot dog app.
Not.
Oh, just... I've seen that.
And then they're like, what good is an app that decides whether or not something is a hot dog?
Who makes
and they're like,
one?
Oh, they use it then to detect when people are taking dick pics and sending them out places. And then they're using that software to like block dick pics from being sent to places that they don't want them. And because it pops up and it's like, oh, that's not a hot dog.
Who makes that block. App in Silicon Valley? I can't remember.
What's his name?
Chong. It's the Asian dude, right?
Yeah.
That's racist.
Okay.
Is it? If that's where he's from?
Yeah, I give it thumbs down for the AI on this one.
I can hear Urlach or whatever.
You know what? No. Thumbs up for an epic fail. Like, this is amazing. Thumbs up for
thumbs
an epic
down for
fail.
Soccer. Yeah, everyone on our webcast watching us right now, I said it. Thumbs down for soccer.
Jin Yang.
Jin Yang, that's it. God damn it, Jin Yang.
I kept wanting to say Jin Yu, but I was like, I don't think it's Jin Yu.
Yeah, I knew. I couldn't get it.
Who's that? The guy that made Voyager 3?
Yeah, Jin Yang made Voyager 3.
Sounds about right.
And they included a hot dog on it because that was going to be an important mission.
You know what might be an important mission is Microsoft finally killing off Internet Explorer.
What? Oh. That's the only thing that I use.
Well, you're on a Mac. Macs only have like IE6. You can't even go to anywhere on a Mac.
When you say Internet Explorer, do you mean just the name?
No, not really. So Microsoft apparently is going
to... They've got Edge, right?
Well, so that's what they're going to do is they're starting to push people towards Edge. And they're basically going to make it so that they have over 1,156 websites, you will not be able to access them if you are still using Internet Explorer. And they are going to push you over to Edge. And the number
push
of websites...
Over.
Yep. Push you over the Edge to Edge.
There you go.
Yep.
Ew.
Nice.
And they're including websites such as YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and ESPN. So if you're trying to access those...
Oh, that's the route they're taking, is they've got these people on board to like make it so that you can't access it without updating your browser.
No. You see, the way that I've been using Internet Explorer for the last 5 years is I go to the Wayback Machine webpage... And then I access Internet Explorer, and then I search things from there. That's the only way that I get any of my searching done on the internet. I don't trust Google. I don't trust Safari.
There are much better ways to get your porn.
I hate Chrome.
I hate all of them. I just want to go back to Internet Explorer over 10 years ago. And I just use Wayback Machine. I have to use Chrome to get to the Wayback Machine.
You mean when you didn't have tabs?
Yeah.
What are tabs?
I wanted a simpler experience where there was worse information and it was harder to use. That's what I wanted. This makes me sad. Thumbs down.
So actually, they don't have a deal with these websites. It's Microsoft just made a DLL file that the IE is going to load and look up to see if that website's in that DLL, and then basically say if it is, it's going to open Edge for you, basically.
Hmm. So can I just write EEL or a BBL?
You can just delete the DLL.
I'll write an AAL and
just
I'll
do the undo
all
button.
All of the power then. And be able to open any page I want.
No, you only get Crown King if you write ZLLs.
Just push the undo button, the back button.
Just do select all and delete.
Control Alt Delete 3 times.
I still can't believe that IE has more than a 1% share of browsing market.
More than how much?
1%.
So you'd be surprised. At work, that's like the most common browser that I think we use.
Seriously?
Yeah. And it's because there's certain things that certainly do not work. Our internet pages are super old, that they do not work in the new the new version. They're just now starting to update our internet pages.
Yeah, I guess there's
that. Need somebody to redo their website?
Our IT people.
Yeah.
I know a company that could help redesign your website if you wanted.
It's not the external website, it's just our intranet page.
I could design that. I mean, I know someone who could design that for you too.
Nah, we just do it in WordPress now.
You know what? Thumbs up Logan? For getting rid of dinosaurs.
Yeah, Logan died.
Oh, we broke Logan again.
Yeah,
that's 2 weeks
Logan
in a row.
I
WordPress. What's wrong with WordPress?
Look at him. It doesn't matter. It's right
somebody
there.
Said
right
WordPress
in front of all
somebody,
of us.
Somebody said that somebody's using WordPress commercially somewhere, and Logan fucking blew a hernia.
WordPress. I think I just taught my grandma how to use that.
Oh my.
What do you design on Drupal?
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, let me guess, you only want it to be a PHP website.
Uh-oh, someone broke Sire's.
Intranets only. You want to make sure it's super secure so that everybody else can hack it, and also so that it's not useful anywhere else in the world.
Make it on Squarespace.
All right, next
talking broke about?
You know, I give it a thumbs up for Microsoft kicking them off.
I'm done with Internet Explorer. I am so done with Internet Explorer. It can go bye-bye.
What if I told you the only way to have fish play Pokemon was on Internet Explorer?
What?
Yeah, when
I would say you're crazy.
Fish already played Pokemon that time. It was on fucking Twitch. I watched it.
So they did. So this is that exact story: is that fish, literally fish, have now beaten Pokemon.
Oh, I didn't know they got to the point they beat it.
They
oh
beat
my
it.
God!
It only took them 3,195 hours.
But. Okay,
but
so
fish.
They did the thing with the optical recognition of where the fish are, and it actually completed a game of Pokemon.
Yes.
Okay, I officially have no idea what we're talking
about.
Oh
my god.
I'm
going to go look at this is like the first article I've decided to look at tonight.
So the deal is that this guy basically had fish, and he had some optical recognition set up in a fish tank, where if the fish swam into certain areas of the fish tank, it would basically push buttons on a gamepad or move
like
the characters.
Upper left would be like this button, and upper right is that button.
And so he basically let the fish swim around in this tank and hooked up to Pokemon Sapphire. And after 3,000 hours, they finally beat the game.
It is essentially the like, what's the phrase, like, infinite monkeys?
Why would you do that? The phrase is, why would you do that?
A monkey, a typewriter, and infinite time will generate Shakespeare or whatever it is.
Yep.
That's been proven false.
Well, this proves it the other way.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to reprove it.
Yeah, I love it. We've already proven infinite by actually measuring infinite time.
No, Mr. Burns proved that false.
Infinite. Yeah, show me. Yeah, just one person. Okay.
He's got the resources to do it.
He has infinite time?
I'm just still confused.
What, does he have an infinite time machine?
See, this is the documentary that proves it.
Oh! All right, for all of our people listening, I'm not going to explain it.
I like one of the comments which says, breaking news, EA fires all their game testers, PetSmart will supply the replacements.
Oh, that's awesome.
What were you still confused by, Logan?
How it took, was it one fish, two fish,
a tank of fish?
Green fish, blue fish, red fish.
It's a whole tank of fish.
Was it one fish? How did it take one fish 19 weeks to play a game that I didn't complete in like 3 years?
They had fewer things.
Wow.
19 weeks.
Well, I won the first day.
Well, they're also playing.
For a second, I thought you meant that the fish was playing Pokemon Go. And I was interested how the fish was able to make it so many different places.
Was it a thing? Was it like a thing if the fish captured Magikarp in a Pokeball?
Maybe.
Oh man, that'd be awesome. Oh wait, okay, so it says fish tanks were mapped.
I like aquariums.
And as the fish swims into a buttons mapped area, this activates to keep the fish healthy. The fish were swapped out every 12 hours.
Oh, so it was the same group of fish.
It was a single fish.
What do you mean healthy?
Swapped out. I don't know. That's just what the thing says.
I would tell you more, but I go to the person's YouTube channel, and it's all in Japanese. So.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Actually, no.
Actually, as a matter of fact, it's now not. This isn't just the first game. This is now the third Pokemon game that this set of fish have beaten.
Maybe Pokemon's not that hard.
Twitch can beat Pokemon with the Hive Mind. It is not hard.
Yet Logan can't do it for 3 years. So
I mean, this fish is smarter than the Hive Mind of Twitch.
Yeah, but if Logan shut it off 3 years ago after playing for an hour and hasn't beat it in 3 years, that's not a relevant statistic.
Yeah, he's probably too busy building WordPress sites.
I think Silas is just salty because that's what he builds all of his sites in.
Yeah, I think that's what he's
I'm even
jealous.
Cheaper than that. I use Squarespace. So.
Oh, man. I got to switch off WordPress. Logan thinks it's ridiculous.
You know,
remind me to change my password.
Did we just plug Squarespace as a sponsor?
We did, yes. Actually, this week's sponsor, Squarespace. If you're looking for intuitive designs and fancy widgets, you can come on over to Squarespace your noodle site for noodles made.
Squarespace.
Get a free domain with the purchase of any website. And
Squarespace.
You know, you can make a business page for anything that you're doing.
Squarespace.
Is that the
sponsor
moron.
Button? I don't really know what good. You're doing. That's a circle.
It was the advertisement. Yeah,
circle gets a square.
There, just to be clear, so when lawyers watch this, there is no advertisement.
Nobody did pay us.
We have no sponsor. We are not affiliated with anyone in any way.
Virtually
Matt,
no listeners.
We are sponsored. We are sponsored.
Zero class.
We're sponsored by those lawyers' moms.
Oh.
What?
Now they're really going to be litigious.
You know, if we were sponsored, we might be able to afford a trip to the Titanic wreck, which somebody's going to do for $125,000.
Oh, you can actually do that. Fuck, did actually, James.
Nice transition,
is
Blaine.
James Cameron
nailed
out
that
of work.
One.
Oh
man.
No,
nobody's
this...
going to the movie theater. I think I'm just going to start taking people down to the wreck.
Yeah, might as well. I mean, why not? But no, actually, this is a company called Ocean Gate Expeditions. They are apparently have created a submarine specifically for going and visiting the Titanic wreck. And they are planning to take people with them.
How many people can go at a time?
One.
Three.
One at a time?
This is going to be like the poor
one,
rich
three, five.
Man pay to go to space.
No, this is what I want to know, because like, could Council Cast go to the Titanic?
No,
and we could do a live episode from there.
They can take three people.
What,
three people?
Wouldn't our three listeners love that?
Yeah, we're gonna.
All right. Tour guide. One tour guide.
Smash
the guy steering the submarine
button and get the bell on for a chance to go to the Titanic.
So let me get
smash the like button for sure.
This little submarine just goes around it, right?
Hit the bell and click
inside.
Subscribe to get all notifications.
If it doesn't go inside, I don't. It's not worth it.
I wouldn't want to go inside it.
You get your own little Titanic shirt and like a foam finger. And you...
how much does the beer cost down there? That's
a lot.
Number one Titanic.
If you can find it, you can bring it back.
It's like, but they're like, it's like a minimalist Titanic shirt. It's got like an iceberg on it, and it's like cross. It's got like the no for icebergs.
No iceberg. Gotcha.
I mean, I'd like to get a mug from that souvenir shop.
Except it's like a head of iceberg.
Logan, are you okay?
Floating in the water.
somebody reset Logan.
I feel like that would be a good Woot shirt.
The iceberg.
Iceberg floating in water.
You know, their submarine doesn't look very big. I'm not sure I want to spend a lot of time in that with four other people.
Yeah, I think I'll just keep my $125,000 and keep it in the savings account when I can buy my way to space.
You know, and it does make a trip to Mount Everest pretty affordable at $45,000, which is what a Sherpa will cost you. So you climb to the top of Mount Everest for $45,000, or go to the Titanic for $125,000.
Or do
both. Titanic takes a lot less effort from myself, so I'm going for the Titanic route.
Yeah, so there's going to be people that do both. They go to like the top of the world, and the bottom of it.
Yeah, not the same
day. You have to go like the Mariana Trench. That's like the bottom of the world. This isn't. It's just Titanic.
Actually, James Cameron's already planning a trip for filming at Everest, so.
Oh, is he?
I have no idea.
Well, then I'll just wait for the movie.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise
with
me.
All this stock footage, I can make 1,000 movies.
I'm surprised Cameron isn't trying to get ahead of Tom Cruise to get to the space station first.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
James Cameron in the future is going to dive down to the bottom of the Mariana Trench and discover Cameronian, which is what makes time travel possible.
I think James Cameron understands the risk of going into space and screwing around with things you don't know anything about, so I don't think he'd do it.
And nobody's seen the show. You guys got to go see it.
What show?
Exactly.
Okay.
The Big Show.
We just asked show. You, how can we... I'm confused now.
Yeah, I give it a thumbs up. I think it's I like the option to go to the Titanic. I'd probably do it if it was free.
How long is the journey
to go down?
Yeah,
I don't know. It's only 2.5 miles down, so
is that
all?
Only.
How many miles?
If I were walking, that'd take me 4 hours.
I don't know. How long does it take to descend?
It would take you how long to walk to the Titanic?
4 hours. 2 miles down. No, I wouldn't be walking. Just walking down. Downhill.
down to his death. But Harry says, no, I love death. Bring it on.
We're gonna find out that one of our viewers is Rob McNeely or whatever the hell his name is. Rob Neal. Do you remember his name? What's his name, Silas?
His name is Book on Tape, narrated by Brad Neely.
Brad Neely, that's it.
Oh yeah, Brad, he's one of our listeners.
Brad tunes into this show. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me if one of the people listening was Brad Neely, and he was just like, I love obscure, bad, awful things to watch. And so I tune into this show because, you know, it inspires me to make the art that I do.
So it sounds like it takes anywhere from 3 to 9 hours to get to the Titanic.
That's wow. That's
a long ways down in a small submarine.
Man, on a journey that long, you better take your anchor battery pack with you.
Wonder
what's the cell signal like?
With over 15 hours of battery life and 55 charges of your cell phone, you'll be entertained for hours. Choose Anchor. You can buy it now with the coupon code in the description below.
We have none of that.
Keep looking, everyone.
I want to know how big a battery it has to be to charge my cell phone 55 times.
It's like a backpack. Weighs 75 pounds.
Ah, sweet.
I don't know. I bought a battery that's like this big, and it charged my phone 12 times. I have a Note 9.
Didn't catch on fire or anything, did it?
Oh, you, I mean, like, besides you, that.
You trying to flex on us by telling us you have a Note 9?
Flex on us?
Are you going to get one of those bendy screen phones?
I have an iPhone SE.
Hey, they're making... have you seen the iPhone Mini?
With one... What?
They're making an iPhone Mini. iPhone
12 Mini, which I think you should get.
I don't want one.
But didn't you just get the SE, like, last year?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Or is it like the six-year-old SE?
No. I don't know. It's upstairs in a drawer.
Is that not what you use for your phone?
No, I think it's an 11. Oh. No, it's a 10. It's a 10 that I have for my phone.
What?
You said you had an iPhone 10? I have an SE. Yeah, I do. It's upstairs in a drawer. Probably dead. It won't work.
But the phone you carry every day
is a 10. Yeah. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, iPhones are 10s.
Well, it's a big X, so I assume that means 10. Since they've come up with 11 and 12 cents.
Well, that's not confusing.
It's an Iowa 10, a California 7.
All right, we're going to move on to our Elon Musk pitches for the week. So who's got a pitch for Mr. Musk tonight?
I have one I'd like to submit to the council.
You mean to Mr. Musk?
No, we vote on him.
What's a...
Is that a gavel?
It's a beer can gavel?
Yeah, it's my beer can gavel.
Oh, is that why I couldn't see? Sorry.
I would like Elon Musk to come up with carbon fiber internet. It is lighter than any other internet out there. And it is stronger than any other internet out there. Fewer outages.
And because the internet, stress is 5G.
The internet's already pretty light, as demonstrated on that episode of the IT Crowd.
It is.
I know, but just think anything. In the internet in that episode had been made out of carbon fiber. And it allows people to start to surf the dark net.
Because it's carbon.
Mm-hmm. Without consequence because of how light it is.
That's a great idea.
Thumbs up. Stupidest idea.
Oh, by the way, Eric also wanted to chime in a while ago, but I wasn't paying attention. It's easier to go to Branson, Missouri, where there's a Titanic Museum. So, you know, there's
also,
that.
Also thumbs up for Eric. About 8 hours. I don't even know where Branson is. Where is
Branson? Missouri. Is in Missouri. That's why they call it Branson.
It's near Silver Dollar City.
It's in Missouri.
I know it's in Missouri. I just don't know where it is.
Do you mean Missouri?
Wasn't that that movie, though, that you like, Matt? Three Billboards Outside Branson, Missouri?
That was Ebbing. Three Billboards Outside Atlantic City.
Eric says it's South Central.
South Central. Okay, thanks. I like how
it's like just above. I like how we had to have Arkansas
have a commenter give the only real answer to me.
This is basically Whose Line Is It Anyway, where the facts are made up and the points don't matter or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, I am going to ask Mr. Musk to make graphene internet, which is lighter and stronger than the carbon fiber internet.
What? So mine's better than carbon fiber in all ways.
Did we just like? Did this just become The Price Is Right and Dave just 501 Silas?
$1, Bob.
I have a Musk pitch. I'd like for him to make Voyager 3.
I'm bored for this one. Real pitch.
And I wanted to go fast enough to catch up with 1 and 2 and figure out what the heck they've been up to.
1 and 2.
So 1 and 2 are this way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's going to like go catch up to 1 and then the other?
I don't care what it does. I just want
it actually
Voyager
collects
3.
Voyager 1 and brings it to Voyager 2.
Space is cyclical, so they'll all catch up to each other eventually. It's like basically they're in a giant toilet and it's just we're all flushing right now.
Voyager 3. It's all I want. It's simple. He's got lots of spare parts floating around up there. Voyager 3.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
Do you have a specific goal besides catching up to Voyager 1 and 2, like a scientific mission?
The scientific mission is to catch up with 1 and 2 and figure out
I really like the confident no.
No. Make it, launch it, and forget about it like the other two. Just be done. Voyager 3.
Like the Tesla Roadster. Where is that, by the way? Do we know?
Or the Tesla truck.
I've already pre-ordered the truck.
Pre-ordered the truck.
I pre-ordered Voyager 4.
Yes! Blaine's on board. He knows what's important.
I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get to the USS Voyager, though, instead. So
it's almost as easy as getting back to the USSR.
That's Musk's problem. Whatever it is, it's all up to him.
Yes, something like that. I don't know if I've had a pitch for him tonight or not. I think he should come up with a bunch of satellites that can combine themselves into
a neural network.
Voyager. And then they're powered by an AI that's smarter than one that gets distracted by bald heads.
It's the Voyager.
Actually,
the Voyager.
Yes, a bunch of satellites that create the Voyager, and then you direct it by putting a bald person's head in front of it, like a carrot in front of a horse.
Ooh, can it provide provide energy to? Can it provide information to carbon fiber internet?
No. Ooh, can it? I have an idea. Let's combine our ideas. Like we're the Power Rangers. We'll make one idea and give it to Elon.
The Power Rangers.
Combine
that
our
is
ideas.
Not how the Power Rangers work.
That is such.
But that's how you make the Megazord, is by combining the.
That's how you make the Megazord.
You
this
guys
is the best
idiots.
Episode of Council Cast ever.
No.
We had Megazord. We had the Titanic. We had our first ad sponsors.
We broke Logan twice.
The silent episode was better.
The last episode?
The silent episode.
Oh, the silent episode. That was pretty classic. I'm so glad that Blaine, you uploaded it. It's just an hour of silence.
People you're checking welcome. Their speakers.
Aptly named.
Unplugging stuff, plugging things back in, goofing with their audio mix on their computer.
You're welcome.
Hmm.
Logan, you got a pitch for us tonight?
Oh, God. I'd like Elon Musk to make a shirt.
Eric says that he thinks the six of us guys together make a mega nerd.
Oh.
What? Who said that?
Eric.
Oh.
I want a t-shirt with mega nerd on it and like six guys standing there.
You want Elon to provide this to you?
That's he wants his him pitch. To... And that's our show, pitch. Everyone.
He wants him to invent it.
Council Cast is brought to you by Squarespace.
No, it is not.
On a weekly basis. They're our monthly sponsor. We got to hit the sponsor tab. Don't worry. It'll pop
Squarespace.
Up. You know.
Next week, we're going to have a VPN sponsor.
Next week, we'll be having a censored sponsor.
Censored sponsor.
Squarespace.
All right. Well, I think with that, I'm going to call this council meeting adjourned.
Wait. I don't get to provide a pitch.
Oh, do you want to provide a pitch, Matt?
Yeah. No.
All right.
You never want to provide a pitch.
What?
I know, this is monumental.
We didn't even stop really. Asking you.
Yeah, like giving up. I would like, so related to our carbon offset talk earlier, I would like for Elon to create a carbon offset program where you can purchase offsets to the offsets and become more carbon heavy. Like you like purchase one and then like they contract some person to throw like some single use plastic out into the world or something, or litter, or you know, just generally a horrible program.
I had a buddy who used to say he like throw trash on the ground in the middle of the street, and I'd be like, why did you do that? And he's like, I'm stimulating the economy. He's like, don't throw trash on the ground, it won't create jobs for people to come around and pick it up. And then there won't be jobs for those people. So I'm just, you know, I'm doing a good deed right now by littering. I was like, well, that's...
He's one of those assholes that leaves his, like, tray at the... on the table and just leaves... throws everything on the ground to make more work for people, isn't he?
Hmm.
It sounds like quite okay. Literally that is what he was doing.
Yes.
Except he's doing it in... a public function, which doesn't actually happen. There aren't people that get paid to walk around and pick up trash in a park.
It was a platform that he was using to run for office.
New York City.
He got elected.
Did he get elected?
He did.
To President of the United States of America.
That was not.
You were friends with Trump? Why?
He's a buddy. His buddy. My buddy. Throw stuff on the ground.
That's who Eric is watching. Eric Trump.
And I'm Eric.
And we just lost unmasked. Our viewer.
We've unmasked the hidden Trump.
The mask singer.
All right, with that, I am definitely going to call this council meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for listening, as we do record this podcast live on Tuesday nights on YouTube. If you liked what you saw and want to check out all of our past episodes, you can go to councilcast.org or iTunes, or check out your favorite podcatcher. If you have a topic you would like the council's decision on, you can email us at councilcast@gmail.com or connect with us on Twitter at RealCouncilCast.
Now, just checking, have we ever received an email?
No.
Okay,
we do check it.
I check it once a week.
That's what I was going to ask. Do we check
That email. Is true. Well, once a week you check it, and we've never gotten one, and you still check it. That's
I have to check it so I can send out the topics. So I'm in it already, and then I see if there's any new email. There is not.
Oh, I'm impressed, buddy. Nice job.
You're going to keel over when there's a legitimate one in there, not from one of us.
Thanks for listening, and goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye now.